Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, and happy birthday to all of you.
Happy birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, so from the working committee, we'd like to celebrate these 44 years of Oroville, and there will be a down fire tomorrow morning after some discussions. And the fire will be not so big, in considering that there is some fire hazard. It's maybe a more psychological thing that effective, because all the area of the Matrimandi was cleared, but to signify that the fire in this morning is what we fear the most, the down fire will be not so big. We hope that it will be a peaceful one, and actually normally the 28th of February we have not so many people coming as tourists, but coming for meditation. So I'm sure it will be a very nice day tomorrow morning. And happy birthday to Oroville, and happy birthday to all friends from all over the world.
Concerning the situation of the cleaning of trees, I've seen that a lot of work has been done, and also in the forest I see a lot of cutting and...
Yes, and now we have 2 points where we collect the wood, and the 3rd of February there will be a auction of the firewood. We like to keep the timber wood to build the Oroville, but we have to get rid of the firewood to make space for the other firewood that is not collected yet. So there was two newspaper notice that some auction will be held on the 3rd at 2 o'clock, if I'm not wrong, and actually I'll be the auctioneer. And we'll try to get some money in to go on with the work of clearing up. We calculate that only 20-25% of the wood has been stored, and so we need, and the place is full, so we need to make space for the new clearing. We have some problems with the workforce to do this job. After the cyclone, many people volunteered, and the salary were very high for a paid worker. Now the situation is becoming normal, so many people will hesitate to take a work at a normal price, while at the beginning was like 10 times or even more the price.
10 times?
10 times, yes. At the beginning was like 600 rupees an hour for a chainsaw worker, and today maybe it's like 400 a day or 500. So it's even more than 10 times.
We had a long interview very recently with one of the L'Avenir members regarding many of the activities they are running, and one of the main, the most of the time was to explain the legal situation for the land protection, and something is happening?
Yeah, something is cooking. Not more than 1 hour ago in the working committee we discussed this issue. Till now there are 4 different committee or groups: the LCC, the LRM, the LMTF, and the LRD. And those groups, they all relate to land for one reason or to the other. And we were trying to see if it was not better to have only one group with some subgroups, but some group that take more decision about the land situation.
And regarding the legal side, talking about the Indian government, something is moving on that level?
Yes, there is the TDC, but this devil answer, that is trying to implement some their non-objection certificate for building inside the master plan. We have now a few cases of people that are building, and we are trying to stop this illegal,
not authorized
buildings. Some are even Norwegians, and so everything is moving in that sense. I hope it moves fast, because we have to give a quick response to immediate problem.
Last question. It's 2 months that cyclone hit Oroville, and a lot of work has been done on the level of recovering the problem that the cyclone brought. And something about the finance. We were expecting some money from Indian side.
This is not a working committee issue, because there is the Oroville Cyclone Relief that knows all about it, and I know as much as you.
Okay, thank you very much, Daniel. Okay.